The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Brian Wilson of KGLA Radio in Algona and Rick Patrie of Eldora Newspapers. Brian, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
All right. Thank you, Senator. I guess first off, I wanted to ask you a little bit about E15. I know the acting administrator of the EPA is trying to alleviate concerns that I know that you have and others might have that with their timeline, things might not be ready for E15 next summer. But I guess kind of give me your thoughts on that, and do you think they need to speed up the process a little bit?
Well, the answer is yes, speed it up. And there may be some hope if a question I got from a previous teleconference that I just had, saying that they're thinking about getting them out to the end of this month. I think that's speeded up a lot faster, or they're coming forth a lot faster than maybe 2 weeks ago, I thought, when I discussed this with people like you. So they do need to be careful because they're probably going to be sued and make sure they're within the law. And they've got to do something that is reasonable with waivers and things of that nature and satisfying the refineries. But in the final analysis, the refineries have to be satisfied because a year ago when we were starting this debate, RINs certificates were about 80 cents. And the last I heard, they were in the 10 to 20 cent range now. So they shouldn't be the problems that small refineries said they were a year ago. Rick?
Senator, just the election doesn't seem to be over yet. Both sides have kind of claimed victory, but I wondered if you had any thoughts on the situation in Florida right now, and then just an analysis of your own on how the Republicans and the Democrats came out in the voting.
Well, I think it's a mixed bag on the latter part of your question, because we maintained maybe even increased by one, I better not say until the Mississippi runoff is over. But if sitting senator wins there, and we've at least picked up one at that point, Rick Scott wins, we picked up three, losing Arizona. So we did something that's been seldom done, gain in the first 2 years of a presidency in the Senate, while at the same time losing the House. There wasn't the blue wave that they were talking about, but the Democrats undoubtedly control the House. And so I guess the answer to your question is the election for the Republicans were a mixed bag, but it was a mixed bag for the Democrats as well. Then on the first part of your question, all I can go is by statistics, and rarely in the last 50 years has a recount changed the outcome of an election. Brian at Algona.
I guess with the House now in the Democratic control, I guess, does that change anything with you guys trying to work together? Does it make your job more difficult, or are you hoping that you'll be able to maybe work together over the next 2 years?
I think it'll be more difficult, but it wasn't easy when Republicans controlled it, because there was a group of people in the House Republican caucus that always were fly in the ointment for a lot of things that I wanted to get accomplished or Republicans wanted to get accomplished, and I suppose that'd be true of the president wanting to get accomplished. But I think that overall it will make it more difficult. But it wasn't easy even the last 2 years. Rick Patrie.
Senator, we had a situation here in Hardin County just in the last 2-3 weeks where the Iowa Falls Hospital's birthing department was closed. The doctor who had handled it has resigned. It's kind of left things up in the air. And I wondered in general, are you folks seeing or doing anything in particular that might address some of the many problems that these smaller hospitals have?
Yes. Some of them have been accomplished and some not accomplished. But what hasn't been accomplished is usually a case of just continuing for another 2 years things that are on the books right now. And I can't think of anything that is relatively knew that we would try, but we're going to continue to keep these programs going that we've already got. So by the end of the year, some legislation is going to have to pass in this area. Also, you want to remember that very few rural hospitals probably take care of the patients you're asking about from the standpoint of a lot of us, because particularly if there's dangerous birthing, the amount of insurance that doctors or hospitals have for that makes it difficult. And where there has been birthing, they try to specialize in that area and have plenty of doctors available to do it. So naturally, if you had one doctor that did it and they're gone, there's probably no program that relates just to birthing generally, because the hospitals may want to do it. And what I'm talking about is helping the hospitals to what we do for keeping doctors in rural America are difficult. I'll give you one example of a bill that I hope to get passed. Goes by the acronym REACH, R-E-A-C-H, but it basically does this, where there is only about 4.5% occupancy of beds in rural hospitals, and it's very costly to maintain that. If that hospital wants to close its beds and keep everything else open, we would set up a special program that they would be able to maintain every other service that the hospital applies, and they would be reimbursed accordingly for that. This bill is a priority of mine, and I just now remember what REACH stands for. Access to Rural Health Care is, and it's a priority of mine, and hopefully can get it passed. Brian?
Senator, do you see any headway being made when it comes to the trade differences with China and as it impacts farmers in Iowa? Do you see any positive outcomes coming soon, or is this something that farmers are going to have to deal with for a little while?
Well, there's been some discussion at lower levels of people involved with trade, both with China and our country, getting ready for a meeting that's going to take place on the side of the Group of 20 meeting in Buenos Aires later this month, when President Trump sits down with President Xi. I can't give you a prediction of the outcome of that. I would hope it would solve some of the questions that farmers have about China, particularly on soybeans and pork. But just the fact that they're talking at the lower levels to get ready for that discussion maybe is some indication of success. The other one is just in a more generic way, China's economy is suffering as a result of our tariffs, because they export about four times to us what we export to them. So we have some leverage in that area, and it seems to be encouraging them to sit down and talk. Rick, and this is the last question.
Is there any sign that now that the election's over that the Mueller probe is going to find an end here soon or not?
Every indication is that the answer is yes. Timeline, he doesn't say, and we aren't going to know until he just simply issues his report and says it's over. When that's going to be is speculation, but you hear more all the time, it's getting closer. And that he could have maybe done it before the election, but didn't want to interfere with the election. Okay, thanks both of you very much. Goodbye.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Brian and Rick, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.